Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring has requested an hours of service exemption for fertilizer haulers as supplies are short, prices are high, and fertilizer must be hauled in from further away. Goring, in a statement, said with the recent moisture, farmers are putting down fertilizer this fall to avoid any unknowns next spring. The recent hurricane impacted southern fertilizer plants, which went offline for weeks. Goring added, with the supply chain disruptions, high natural gas prices, and worldwide shortages, and this has created a perfect storm of volatility for the fertilizer market. He says they'll be monitoring the situation closely and have been in discussion with the fertilizer industry. He says it'll take some time for the situation to work itself out and where hopefully the market will stabilize in the next few months. The amount of farmland being sold increased since the first of the year and charged ahead during the pre-harvest time frame recently. The increased selling will continue through the fall land sales season and most likely into early winter. That is according to the Farmers National Company. The boost in selling interest by landowners has been largely driven by strong land prices in the past 12 months. A normal amount of land is sold into the open market each year by estates, and recent inheritors will decide to sell the newly owned asset instead of keeping it. This often happens with larger family groups who conclude that it's easier to settle the estate with cash instead of land. However, several other reasons are bringing the landowners to conclude that now is the time to sell. Landowners are citing high prices, succession planning, and trading into better quality land. Others cite uncertainty in tax policy being discussed in Washington, D.C. Taking a look at the latest in the harvest numbers from the USDA's NAS service, topsoil moisture supplies in North Dakota are still rated 22% very short, 29% short, 44% adequate. Subsoil moisture supplies are rated 29% very short and 32% short, 38% adequate. Soybeans harvested right now is at 81% behind last year's pace of 91% at this time. Winter wheat condition rated 10% very poor, 22% poor, 58% fair, and 9% good. Winter wheat planted is at 97%, near 94% at this time last year. Corn conditions still rated 15% very poor, 31% poor, 39% fair, 14% good. Corn mature was at 97%, harvested, though, only at 42%, buying 51% at this time last year. Sugar beet condition is rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 27% fair, and 50% good, 17% excellent. Sugar beets harvested is only at 31%. This is Inside Agriculture.